Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Today We Learned. Let me see here what number this is. I don't even know. I'm started recording. I'm too excited, guys, and I don't even know what number this is. Let me look it up while I'm typing it here. This is a full episode, guys. I got my buddy Kalen Borowski, who's a filmmaker, a photographer, very talented photographer. He's doing the show. He's on the guest. He's a guest. He's my first guest since we ended it. And now I'm bringing it back. We've been getting a lot of downloads lately. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring it back because I miss doing these. I miss talking and interviewing people and learning fun facts and all of that jazz. So I wanted to bring it back, and there were some people who are donating to Patreon, and they're helping me bring it back. Everybody's being great and gracious, and they donated some money, and I bought some equipment here, and I'm going to continue making more. And so if you guys want to support the show and help make more of these possible, go to patreon.com/todaywelearned and check it out there. Go and toss in a couple bucks if you can, and if not, we appreciate you anyways. I appreciate you guys listening for the last 3 years and all that stuff. So I want to thank you guys first and foremost for that. For everything. I thank you guys for everything. I mean, if you're going to listen to me ramble about dumb shit for an hour, I appreciate that so much. This is a fun episode. We talk about some white rhinos. We talk about a small town in Indiana. Talk about some fun things. We talk about the circus and things like that and some cameras. And we've got some fun facts here that we talk about with Kalen here. And it's a really fun episode. So also, if you can't listen to this now or if you want to pause it and go give us a good rating on iTunes and give us a good review and help us climb back up those charts, that would be great. That would be awesome. I think this is 158. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking. That one says, I think the final episode is 157. I did an announcement that came. I posted an announcement on the 20th that I'm going to delete now that we're doing normal episodes. So I think this will be 158. So if it's not 158, I apologize, but let's pretend it's 158. So yeah. And if you're listening to this on Patreon right now, I'm posting this probably tonight if I can, when I figure out how to do that. So the Patreon listeners are going to get the episodes earlier than the iTunes listeners also. So there's a little bit of an incentive to go on to Patreon and support the show that way. Otherwise, just listen to the show. You said listening to the show regardless will support it. But if you could, you know, it takes a lot of time and you know, effort and money into making these, and I'm going to need to rent some studios. This one I recorded in my bedroom with my buddy Kalen, so there might be some audio discrepancy compared to all the previous episodes where we had an actual studio. But once I start getting some, I'm going to try and start getting some other guests and actors and things like that back in, so I'm going to need to probably rent actual studios for those. So anyways, just thank you for listening to the show. If you can, if you got extra scratch sitting around, Patreon is there. If not, just tell everybody you know about the show. So I appreciate it so much. Without further ado, today we learn number 158 with Kalen Borowski.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
I was hoping that was recording, but it wasn't.
Gotta hit it twice. On
I gotta
Zoom.
Hit it. Oh, you know about these? Yeah, I've never used one of these. I've had a guy do it for 3.5 years.
You have a guy?
I had a guy do it for three and a half years. He was an awesome guy named Aristotle. Now I'm doing it on my own. But yeah, we were talking about this cigarette case I got because I went to this event and it, doesn't work.
Does this work? Thing. Ooh.
Yeah, it does.
I'm glad I did that the right way.
Yeah.
Business end.
Yeah, so I can hear you.
I need headphones?
No. Okay. I mean, eventually I'll probably get you some. But
do I need to hear New York? Like, can New York hear me?
Go ahead, caller. I'm with here, Kalen here.
I'll just respond.
Borowski, right? That's how you
Borowski,
say it? Borowski. Yes. Kalen Borowski. Yeah, so we're recording here. I'm going to actually, you know what? Do you mind holding? Do you want to hold this? So that way, because I'm not going to touch this, but that way
so we don't have to go face to face.
This way, we don't have to go face to face. Like the, I mean, as much as I love face to face, the band.
Face to face.
This is, if only you guys could see all this. This is why the premium users are gonna. I'm gonna take a picture of my desk here, and the Patreon subscribers, donators get to see exactly what I'm dealing with here, because I'm literally, my microphone's all over the place.
You've got a good desk collection, though.
It's a good, it's a thing here, but this
good candles.
Well, they're my candles. Dude, you've seen. Oh yeah, I made you some of the candles.
Some candles.
Oh, why isn't this working?
I paid good money for those candles.
Yeah, you did. You were my first customer.
That's right.
You're my first paying customer. This stand doesn't exactly work. This is what you get for trying to buy a thing off of Amazon.
Does it tighten? No,
it does, but we'll see. All right. You know what? Maybe I'll just use this other one. I'll use this goose egg that they say.
There you go.
Let's try that. Does that work better?
It's a little better.
Here, I'm going to put this in the back here. Let's try. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Today We Learned. This is, believe it or not, this is, you obviously can, it's very believable because I'm flubbing everything here. This is Kaylin.
Hello.
Hey, Kaylin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with a very talented photographer, video. What do you call yourself?
I don't know. That's about how.
Hold the microphone close.
That's about how I describe myself.
Can you do that? Is that
yeah? I can do that. I can keep it real close.
That's how you. Yeah, close to the chest, like a secret. No, that's what you call yourself. You say you.
I'm one of those. I like. You know, it's hard to describe. I feel like it's such a weird thing to have as a title.
Yeah,
there are people who are out changing the world. Helping people, and then I go out and take pictures and shoot videos of things.
Yeah. Well, that's you contribute more to society than what I do. I talk into a microphone, say things I don't know, and I put dragons in photos.
That's powerful, though. That's especially today, you know? Think about all the fake news. People are listening to more people like you. Than they are.
I don't know. I don't know. That's not smart for society. I think people listening to people like me,
smart people or like, not, that's the way it is. That's how it's going.
People like me shouldn't have audiences. No, that's true. Thank you guys for listening. I'm. Thank you guys. First off, real quick, Kaylin, I want to thank you for doing this.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank the listeners for if you are listening to this. Thanks for listening to this because it's been 3 months almost. Since our last actual episode with Today We Learned with Razzle and Dan, and I got all the numbers and all the feeds and everything transferred into my name, and now I'm hosting it on Libsyn on my own. I'm paying to do all that, and I got a Patreon account, and some awesome people subscribe to that and are donating to help keep this podcast going. These microphones were helped bought and purchased from things from the Patreon. So I want to thank all the people on Patreon. I want to thank, even if you're not on Patreon or whatever, and you're just listening to this and you've been around since day one, 3.5 years ago or whatever, 150 episodes ago, thank you so much. And thank you for continuing to listen to this because we've gotten a lot of downloads since November 1st or whatever, whenever our last episode was. So I'm like, you know what? I talked to Dan. I'm like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do some more of these. And he's like, yeah, go do it. And I'm like, do you want to do something? He's like, I'm super busy, but I want to do some when I can. So I love Dan, and I miss Dan, and I'm gonna get some episodes with Dan and all that, and we're gonna do a lot of cool stuff. And we may change the format a little bit. I don't know. I'm gonna try and keep the exact same show as I can because that's what I miss doing, and all that jazz. And I miss you guys, and I want to continue putting out content and fun facts and interviews and stuff like that for you guys to listen to. So that's my spiel. And we have this awesome gentleman here, Kaylin, who's a good friend of mine here.
Hello.
And Kaylin.
Yes.
I didn't tell you this because I forgot because it's been 3 months since I've actually done one of these. But we like to start off each episode with the guest providing a fun fact about themselves or something you learned recently.
Ooh. Oh man, what have I learned recently? I learned recently Razzle's real name. It took me a while before I knew your name, actually.
Yeah, did I tell you my real name?
I heard it in passing, I think. No, actually, Venmo told me what your real name is.
Venmo, fucking Venmo.
Venmo's goddamn sneaky Venmo. Bastard.
Yeah, what is my real name?
Eric? Something, it's Rizwala.
I'm glad Venmo doesn't have the pronunciation above it.
It's something like that. Eric Griswold.
Something. Yeah, that's, believe it or not, it's Gwizdala.
Gwizdala.
But I played football in high school. I was on the football team in high school, and one of the coaches, we, like the first day or whatever, we had a piece of tape over our helmet, and I wrote Gwizdala on there, and he didn't know what a W was, so he called me Griswold, like Clark Griswold, like the Griswold from National Lampoon's.
It's perfect. I think it you could be a Griswold. You know, Rusty all grown up.
Hey, all Rusty grown up. Hey, you know what? I wouldn't be opposed to that, you know, in the film
fun
universe.
Trips. It's fun
going,
trips.
You go on fun family vacations.
That's right.
Hey, Kaylin, guess what?
What?
Earlier today, I texted you, and I'm like, hey, do you want to do this podcast? And you're like, sure, I've never done a podcast. And then I'm like, hey, I may have said hey, but I think I may have just said hometown, question mark.
Yep.
And what did you respond with?
Ladoga, Indiana.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I got some fun facts about Ladoga, Indiana.
Love it. Let's hear them.
So, Ladoga is a town in Clark Township, Montgomery County, Indiana.
Correct.
In the United States of America.
That's where it is.
The population in 2010 was 985.
It is a small town.
That's a very small town.
Village. There are no stoplights in that town.
Really?
There's not even a flashing light.
No?
The main road goes straight through.
Okay.
If you blink, you'll miss the town.
And you were born. Do they have a hospital?
No, I was born in California.
You were born in California.
But when I was five, we packed up and moved easterly.
Okay.
But my parents grew up in the Midwest.
As opposed to Christmas-ly?
As opposed to, you know, California way. We went the reverse. My mom grew up in Indiana. My dad grew up in Wisconsin. It was between those two places to raise their children. They chose Indiana, and we ended up in a town of about 900 people.
They chose... No, was that their hometown, or that's just the town they chose?
Ladoga is about 10 miles away from the town where my mom grew up.
Okay.
Which is Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Crawfordsville, Indiana.
It's a little bigger.
A little bit bigger. They got two streets.
Yeah, they got a few stoplights in that town.
Ladoga was platted, which I'm assuming means created or settled.
Platted.
Platted. According to Wikipedia, it says Ladoga was platted in...
That's definitely an Indiana word.
In 1836 by a gentleman of the name of John Myers. Now, Myers invited his friends to help him find a name. However, he had some rules. He required that the name not end in Berg or Ville.
And there's a lot of those.
Ladogaville. No, guys.
Nope, Ladogaburg.
What about Ladogaburg? No.
Not that one.
And that it would not be named after another town. He chose Ladoga after finding Lake Ladoga on a map of Russia.
Yep.
So he's cool with it being named after a lake,
after a Russian lake. Which I've always been under the impression that was Lake Ladoga.
Ooh.
I don't know if the Russians would pronounce it Ladoga.
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 Ladoga. Lake Ladoga. Lake Ladoga. Welcome to Lake Ladoga.
Lake Ladoga.
The jet skis are $15 an hour to ride. You must sign here. See this dotted line? Give us your driver's
Lake Ladoga,
license.
You know, ride jet ski ride you.
In Lake Ladoga, no children have drowned.
None.
Zero deaths.
We have no
idea. Zero deaths since 1503. Lake Ladoga.
None.
Lake Ladoga, your Russian resort for vacation.
It's perfect.
Lake.
I hope you've been brushing up on your Russian, because
hey, you know what?
That's some important language of the future.
You know, you're gonna, you know, some people are people are joking about this, but
it's terrifying. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been brushing up on my Russian mainly because I want to go visit Lake Ladoga.
Lake Ladoga.
It's a beach.
It's so very stupid.
People have
Siberian beach resort.
Any listeners that we had wanting more episodes, just
shitty Russian accents.
10 minutes into 10 minutes into bringing this podcast back, and everybody gave
can
up
I,
already.
Can I say shitty? Is that
you
okay?
Can say shitty.
Okay.
You can say fuck. You can say shit. Best Fuck you.
Fuck.
Fucking the Russian. No.
Perfect.
Yeah. Here's something cool. Now, we haven't talked about this in a while on the podcast. I remember early episodes of the podcast, we would, if any listeners have been around that long, yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have been, we used to talk a lot about world's fairs. We used to talk a lot about the contraptions or like the Eiffel Towers or history in world's fairs. We talked a lot about that. We also talked a lot about the Chicago's World's Fair. Now, I'm bringing this up because, as we all know, if you've listened to the show, the Ferris wheel was created and invented for the Chicago World's Fair. However, this is interesting.
Fun fact.
Fun fact about the Ladoga. The town of Ladoga lays claim to the Chicago World's Fair Ferris wheel. Now, it was designed by the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania bridge builder, George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. He could have more names if he wanted.
He decided to give up.
He decided to give up. So George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. designed the Ferris wheel for the Chicago World's Fair. However, according to Wikipedia, Luther V. Rice of Ladoga, Indiana, agreed to build it.
I have read this ever since I've Wikipedia'd Ladoga, Indiana.
Yeah.
I believe that was the first place. I may have learned about it in elementary school. I don't remember. That is information that I have read before, yes.
Yes. And after the Chicago World's Fair, it was placed in Ferris Wheel Park for a while. Then it was moved to the St. Louis, Missouri for the St. Louis World's Fair. Where I believe, if I remember correctly, they built the arch for the St. Louis World's Fair as well.
Gateway to the West. Do you want to know another interesting fact since we're on the subject of World's Fairs? My grandmother gave me a box of old film negatives from the 30s from our family. And I had always heard the story of, I think it was her father or her grandfather walked from where they were in Indiana to the World's Fair, Chicago World's Fair, maybe St. Louis, one of the World's Fairs. In that box of old film negatives, there are photos of whoever from my family at the Chicago World's Fair, and it's incredible. It's such a rad thing to see, you know, what was entertaining for them. There's like a dinosaur exhibit. That was pretty rad. There's no Ferris wheel photos.
If I remember correctly, it's a small world. The ride was created for the World's Fair.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At some point. I believe. I can confirm that. But
was that for the Disneyland World's Fair?
It was for the Disney. For the Disney World Fair. It's a small world. I'll tell you what. Ride.
After all.
Let's see here. I believe it was like made for Kodak or something. It's a small world. It's a small world is a water-based dark ride located in the Fantasyland area of Walt Disney Parks and Resort Worldwide, Disneyland Park in California. Let's do history here. History. Fabricated at the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank as Children of the World, it was created by WED Enterprises, then shipped to the 1964 New York World's Fairs UNICEF Pavilion, sponsored by Pepsi. People shit on Pepsi. Hey, Coke, where are you at? Why aren't you sponsoring Disneyland stuff?
Jeez.
Pepsi, guys. Sponsored by Pepsi, where it featured at its entrance a kinetic sculpture, the Tower of the Four Winds, a 120-foot perpetually spinning mobile created by WED designer Raleigh Crump.
Crump?
Crump. Raleigh Crump designed that. He joined Walt Disney Studios in 1952. Before becoming an assistant animator working on movies including Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, and 101 Dalmatians. He joined WED Enterprises later, Walt Disney Imagineering. So WED was Enterprises, was Walt Disney. WED Enterprises, that's what that was. It was an Imagineering. WED Enterprises.
Walt Engineer Disney.
Holy cow. Okay, yeah. So Walt Disney Imagineering Research and Development is a researched and development arm of the Walt Disney Company. It was originally WED Enterprises from the initials meaning Walter Elias Disney.
Elias.
I didn't know that. Walt Disney's middle name is Elias.
I did not know that either. I've learned that Walt Disney's middle name was Elias.
It was rebuilt at Disneyland after the World's Fair closed in 1966.
Didn't last very long.
No. Well, 1964 to 1966.
Do they still do a World's Fair?
No, sadly. I mean, they do.
When was the last World's Fair? Let's look that up.
I'm sure they do. Maybe they do. World's Fair. World's Fair. I guess they got to have nation branding, current and future potential expositions. 2017 Astana Expo. 2017 will be held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Now,
whoa,
the Expo,
like the world. It's the real world.
Yeah,
the full world. MTV's World's Fair.
Well, I mean, you had the Eiffel Tower was a present from the World's Fair.
I didn't know any of this.
It's the World's Fair. I mean, most of the major artwork we have that are iconic is from like the World's Fair. The Expo 2017 is an international exposition scheduled to take place between June 10 and September 10 of 2017 in Astana, Kazakhstan. Now, the Expo's theme is future energy. The thing is we don't really, I feel like the United States they're not as popular as they were.
Fairs?
World's fairs, especially because
now. When was the last state fair you went to?
Do
you go to the California State Fair?
No, but I went to the Del Mar County Fair.
The San Diego?
San Diego Fair. A couple years ago, previous guest, mutual friend of ours, April Richardson, and I went and seen Huey Lewis at a San Diego State Fair.
Oh, that's awesome. They do cool concerts after their horse races.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like Huey Lewis. Here's the thing. Yeah. So, I feel like I may have known this or not, but this girl I'm kind of talking to, we have a thing where we'll send facts because she knows I do facts and stuff like that.
Okay.
She texted me a thing saying Huey Lewis in the News was originally called Huey Lewis and the American Express, but the manager changed it because they thought they'd get sued by
the credit card,
the Visa card, the American Express. Hey, do you take Amex? No,
no.
But I mean, Huey Lewis does. The thing about here, let me tell you. Like, so are you into gaming and all that?
Yeah.
I feel like I mean I don't know, but at least us as the United States, I feel like we're not as privy to these world's fairs that apparently, according to Wikipedia, are still happening. Now, whether or not they're called the International Women's Fair or World's Fair, it seems like they're called the Expos now. But
I would go to the International Women's Fair. I would go to that.
If you think about it, you have your Comic-Con, you have your CES, you have your E3, the Electronics Gaming Expo.
You have everything.
You have every kind
of... Those are conventions.
Those are conventions.
I guess a fair... I don't know how you then...
How do you describe a World's Fair when it, in theory, Pabst Blue Ribbon got the blue ribbon at the Chicago World's Fair?
That's incredible. I love that.
The hot dog, I believe, was created at the...
Nathan's?
Let's see here. Hot dog World's Fair. The 1904 World's Fair, a turning point for American food. I believe that the list includes the 1904 World's Fair took place at an important historical turning point. According to Serious Eats, here we go. Let's just look at this. This is a quick Google fact. What was introduced at the 1904 World's Fair? The 1904 St. Louis, Louisiana Purchase Exhibition was that World's Fair. Looms among the list of treats attributed to that fair is long, if somewhat inaccurate, and includes hot dogs, hamburgers, ice cream cones, banana splits, iced tea, Dr. Pepper. Hold on. Dr. Pepper? Dr. Pepper is my jam.
Dr. Pepper was created at the World's Fair.
Let me see here. I'm going to Wikipedia this. Dr. Pepper history.
There's a Dr. Pepper museum. Of course there is.
In 1904, Lazenby and O'Hara introduced Dr. Pepper to almost 20 million people attending the 1904 World's Fair and Expo in St. Louis.
Love it. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why it's not happening here anymore. They're doing away with, you know, P.T. Barnum and Bailey's circus. I know they got rid of the elephants, but now they're doing away entirely with the circus.
Entirely.
Not just with P.T. Barnum and Bailey's is shutting down for good.
Well, people don't like clowns. Do people go to... Let me ask you this, Kalen. When's the last time you've gone to an event like that? Monster trucks, circus, motocross. When's the last time...
See, those
when's the last
I think
time
are...
you went to an event... At an arena or a stadium or something like that that wasn't a concert?
Oh, man. I mean, I went to BlizzCon, which I feel like the gaming spectacle that they have in their arenas could be, you know, there's a comparison there. even though I don't go to Monster Jam, those things sell out all the time, though. WrestleMania is still a
WrestleMania.
Huge thing. Huge.
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 Huge. The great guy, Vince McMahon. Great guy. I can't do Donald Trump. I mean, you have Cirque du Soleil.
But that's what P.T. Barnum and Bailey's is losing out to, are those types of... I went to Cirque du Soleil in Vegas 6 years ago. That was probably the last one of those that I went
to. I've never been to a Cirque du Soleil.
It's cool.
But you're all, there's something intrinsically...
But it's the elephants.
Let me tell you this. I love animals. I understand the idea of zoos being bad and Sea Worlds and all those things are mistreatment of animals and all
but
that.
But not all of them.
But there,
I argue that not all of them. You know, a lot of.
But I love animals, zoos, and I don't. Where am I going to see animals, Kaylin?
Right, nowhere but the zoo. But a lot of those, like the San Diego Wild Animal Park, those are huge in the conservation of the species. I mean, terrible news to learn. But did you hear about the white rhino at the French zoo?
Somebody didn't people
poachers broken, killed it, cut its horn off, and escaped.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, they probably climbed the fence.
I guess it's not. But there's only like four white rhinos, now three white rhinos left in the world.
Why aren't they breeding those?
Because they're old. I don't know why they don't. They used to have one at San Diego, and then they sent it to be with another one, hoping that they would breed, I guess.
Or just take the white rhino's sperm and put it in a normal rhino.
Right? They're doing that
slowly,
with woolly mammoths.
Slowly make, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's not official white rhino, but eventually if you mix
it
right,
but what is an official white rhino? What is
two white rhinos? White rhino? Two white rhinos?
Yeah.
You get a normal white rhino. Here's what you do.
But we wouldn't have all these kick-ass dogs if we didn't start, you know, breeding them together.
I want like a rhino with 19 horns. Right. I want a.
We need to bring Triceratops back. Think about a rhino with the.
Bro, oh, that'd be awesome. Start mixing white rhinos with other like white lion.
What about a white and black rhino? I don't know why we got to segregate the two.
Bro, you give me a white rhino with black horns and I will pay $1,000 to go look at that. Or gray horns. I mean, look, aren't they... You
or
put,
a black
you,
rhino with white horns, that'd be
you
pretty
You put a rhino out in the sun long enough and it'll become white, right? It'll fade it.
And then it'll get crispy and it'll go back
just
to a black
put,
rhino.
Just put rhinos in Michael Jackson machines and turn them white. Is that how they do it?
Just bleach.
Three white rhinos left, huh? Let's see here.
I think it's something like... It's something crazy.
I'm going to look this up.
The northern white rhino, maybe?
White rhinos. White rhino. Let's look up some facts about white rhino since we already were looking that up. My Wi-Fi is being weird.
Your Wi-Fi, man.
My Wi-Fi rhino.
Your microwave is taking up all your Wi-Fi and filming you.
We're recording this on a white... on a. Hold on. Look at this. Apparently, a thing that comes up. 43 minutes ago, The Guardian... Czech zoo to remove horns of 18 white rhinos following French attack. So they're just going to take the horns away? Isn't that doing what the
poachers did?
How
do they have 18? Maybe it's like maybe it's a specific white rhino that there's only a few left. Google northern white rhino.
Look here. Let's see here. The white rhinoceros or square-lipped rhino is the largest extant species of rhinoceros. It has a wide mouth used for grazing and is the most social of all rhino species. How are there so few if it's the most social?
I think there's a specific type of white rhino.
It's the most social, but they don't like getting it on with female rhinos.
I love that you get all your information from Wikipedia.
Why not?
Because it's just people like you and me providing the information.
That's not true.
It is, right? Can't you go in and couldn't you go in and say there are only four white rhinos?
I don't have an account. It would probably get changed. Do you read... Who do you think writes encyclopedias? Remember when we were kids?
Had a dope collection of encyclopedias. I remember having to go through each one, and I couldn't imagine having to look in a book for information anymore.
Absolutely. You're also 10 years younger than me almost. Yeah. We had encyclopedias. Who do you think wrote those?
Wikipedia.
Right? People forget that dudes and females wrote encyclopedias. What's the difference between where they get their information and the people who get information to write that, you know, the white rhinoceros consists of two subspecies, the southern white rhinoceros with an estimated 19,000 wild living animals in the year 2015, and a much rarer northern white rhinoceros, which is what you're talking about. The northern species had very few remaining, with only three. Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah.
Three left, right?
The northern subspecies, the northern white rhinoceros, the northern subspecies had very few remaining, with only three confirmed individuals left in 2015.
That's
two females, 15, that and Nanji, 25, and one male, Sudan, 42. Dude, he's 42 years old. He should be, and one of them's 15, a little young for me, but you know, it's in the rhino species.
There's like
I'm sure it's legal in rhino.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
In rhino town. Or 25.
42, dude, though? That's old.
Listen, Najin, Najin, N-A-J-I-N, is a 25-year-old female white rhino. Sudan, 42. Bro, half your age, that's like...
Get to work.
That's like famous... That's like actor dating right there, guy. You should be... You should be plowing Najin and making more white rhinos, bro. Let's see. Yeah, so...
If you were the last white rhino on Earth and I was the last male white rhino, I wouldn't.
It is listed critically endangered. The northern white rhinoceros, formerly found in several countries in East and Central Africa, south of the Sahara.
You know what they take the horn for, right?
No, what do they make?
They think it makes their penis hard.
Is that real?
Have
you seen some photos
tusks,
of these, though?
That's why
they're
they
making
take
my
tusks
penis hard.
From elephants. That's why they take... Horns from rhinos.
Really?
That's why they eat shark fins.
Who is they?
They. The collective they. Anyone but us.
Taxonomy. Following the phylogenetic species concept, recent research has suggested the northern white rhinoceros may be an altogether different species rather than a subspecies of white rhinoceros.
See, Wikipedia doesn't even know what it's talking about.
Nobody does, guy. Look at this. The San Diego Zoo Safari in San Diego, California had three wild-caught northern white rhinos. So the three...
Wait, two of them died. I know one of them they sent. I think the male was the one, right?
Angelifu died in 2014. And apparently a female named Nola died on 2015. San Diego, you can't even keep rhinos alive.
They can't keep themselves alive.
Apparently, there's a laboratory in Italy, though, that was able to extract two egg cells and fertilize them. However, without consulting the Dvorakova Zoo, the semen of the southern white rhino was used instead of a northern white rhino, which the zoo considers
Boo.
A waste of opportunity. Ugh.
Boo.
Goddamn
Do you think we should try to bring them back? There's only three left. Is it our responsibility?
What is the purpose? Because here's the thing. Look.
That's a very good question.
You look at these.
But
white
what
rhinos.
Is the purpose of anything? We don't know what the purpose is.
White rhinos. Let's see if I can figure out the average weight of the average size.
Huge.
White rhino. Rhino size.
2,400 pounds.
The male white rhino is at the shoulder height. 6 feet tall.
6 feet. I would. So probably about 3,200 pounds.
Something
that's my
like
guess.
That. It's like the what size. The size of a car. A male rhino weighs about 5,000 pounds.
Holy.
A female rhino weighs about 3,700 pounds. These are the white rhinos. I mean, look at though. They look amazing. They look beautiful. They're also creatures. Like I'm a huge fan of animals. And to be honest, I thought the dodo bird was fake until like 3 years ago when
right?
I was looking on Wikipedia
right?
and it said, hey, it's a real bird.
There's still birds out there, though, that you see that look fake. Watch Planet Earth. None of those animals look real.
Same with the narwhal. Narwhals are real.
Narwhals are definitely real. They're crazy.
But at some point, it's an interesting thing because I love animals. I love looking at animals. I want to go on safaris because creatures, the evolution of animals blow my mind. We're also evolved human species, as far as I believe. But also, I believe in science in that sense of the word. They should learn to protect themselves in the sense that look, if granted, I hate the fact that humans have made dodo birds extinct. Humans have made a bunch of whales extinct. Humans are kind of making these rhinos extinct for their horns and things like that.
But what
so either
species?
Why don't the rhinos have more sex or at some point you die off, right? Am I wrong? Should
but
they or not?
If like, that's the argument, you're talking about the natural progression, the natural
correct.
Order of things.
Yes.
But to throw a wrench in, like, well, they're being killed not for food, not for warmth, not for any necessity other than somebody wants to cut their horns off. They have to kill the animal in order to take the horn. That then...
Well, they just sedate them.
Because they're... I don't know. I mean, that's the same thing with elephants. The elephants, they don't realize... There was something that I saw recently about China doing away with its ivory trade and burning 500 tons or something crazy like that of ivory. And they're educating the people because the people don't know. You know, they give them as dowries. When they get married, they say, here's an ivory tusk. But the people don't realize that you have to kill the elephant in order to remove its tusk.
I mean, look, we have the technology.
We have the technology.
We can rebuild.
We can rebuild it.
We can make him faster, stronger. What is that?
Better.
Million Dollar Man?
Million Dollar Man. Which Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, I can't.
Billion Dollar
If that's
man,
real.
I it's can't. Real. That's real life.
I can't wait, dude. I love Mark Wahlberg.
Do you?
Bro.
Do you?
What do you mean you don't like Mark
I'm
Wahlberg?
I'm okay with Mark Wahlberg. I could do without Mark Wahlberg, though.
His Planet of the Apes was good. People shit on that. That was a good movie. Tim Burton's great. Here's the deal.
It was definitely at the. It's definitely at the bottom of all Planet of the Apes.
The remakes are awesome, but have
amazing.
You seen like five? Have you seen like?
Yeah, those are bad. Those are yeah, but when you're getting,
are you
into
talking
that,
about the cartoon? Do you involve the cartoon of the Planet of the Apes?
I don't even know if I ever saw the cartoon.
No, you didn't, because you were a kid. Let me ask you this: how'd you get into photography?
I went to college for film and production. And I bought a camera and I was shooting a bunch of video. And then I started to kind of fumble around with shooting photos and learned I could improve my video skills by improving photography and learning more about the camera and how it actually worked. And then just fell into some fun things, continued from there, and have kind of progressed through the, artistic ranks.
Yeah, when did you move out of Indiana?
2010.
Where'd you move to?
Venice Beach, California.
Okay, so you've been in Venice Beach ever since?
7 years.
So you lived in Indiana primarily most of your life?
From 5 to 22.
So you lived in California until you were 5?
Yes.
Where in California did you live?
Fallbrook, northern San Diego County.
Okay.
We had like a big avocado grove and orange grove.
Really? Your parents are farmers?
No.
What do they do in Indiana? Are they still alive?
My mom is, yes, my parents are still alive. My mother and stepfather are both civil engineers.
What does that mean?
They do bridges and drainage and runoff and all sorts of stuff.
So they design bridges? Or what are they, like, what does that mean? They just make sure they're safe?
I think so. Yeah, I don't really know. Okay. They knew that it didn't interest me at all.
Yeah. So they
I know that my mother is very successful in the engineering realm, which is not typical of a woman.
Oh, yeah.
In that career choice. She has been very successful for herself and even released a few children's books trying to get young girls interested in engineering. And then my father, on the other hand, is a registered nurse.
Oh, wow.
But he was a cop and then worked in construction. Yeah. And then when he was 35, 36, went to nursing school and graduated top of his class in
Holy
nursing
shit.
School.
Oh,
and
wow.
Works in dialysis and does all that good stuff.
And when did you get in, did they buy you the camera or when did you buy your first camera? When did you get your first camera?
When did I get my first camera?
And what kind of camera was it?
My first camera was a Canon 7D.
Oh, so like a relatively new camera.
Yeah, I got it in 2000.
The EOS 7D?
EOS 7D.
Is a semi-professional cropped sensor digital single lens reflex camera. No idea what that means. Made by Canon. It was announced on September 2009. So it came out in 2010-ish. So almost 7 years ago. So you got it when you were 21?
No, I got it. I had been out here for about 2 years.
So what did you move out here for?
To work in like film and television.
Got it. So you prior to moving out here, you had no camera or experience. You just knew you wanted to.
What one could consider a film school.
Okay.
And so had access to the school's library of film cameras, video cameras of the sort, but none in terms of photography. They did, but I was not in that department, and I did not pursue an education in photography.
Okay. Canon.
Canon.
Let's look this up. By Canon. No, that's by Menon. Is a Japanese multinational corporation specialized in the manufacture of imaging and optical products, including cameras, camcorders, photocopiers, steppers, computer printers. Canon has a primary listing on the... let's see here. Canon, founded August 10th, 1937. The company was originally named... It's a Japanese name. But it looks like the translation is Precision Optical Industry Company Limited was originally named that. In 1934, it produced the Quanon, a prototype for Japanese first ever 35mm camera with a focal plane-based shutter. Now, you're into photography. Mm-hmm. What does focal plane-based shutter mean? Do you know? Or you just take pictures?
Focal plane-based, no idea.
Putting you on the spot here.
No idea what that means.
In 1947, the company name was changed to Canon Camera Company, Incorporated, shortened to Canon Incorporated in 1969. The name Canon comes from Buddhist, but Izitsa Guanyin, Canon in Japanese.
Like Star Wars canon? If it exists in the books, it's a part of the overall.
Previously transliterated as Guanyin or Quanon or Quanon in English. So canon comes from the Buddhist, what does Batsiva mean? I'm looking this up. Buddhism is anyone who motivated by great compassion.
Bodhisattva.
Yep. Bodhisattva, Guanyin, Quanon is, as an East Asian, but he's associated with compassion.
The goddess of mercy.
The goddess of mercy. So essentially Canon, the Canon camera company, is named after the goddess of mercy, right? That's what you gather?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. Canon. By Canon. No, that's I'm thinking of. By
I mean, Canon. If Wikipedia says it, then it's got to be true.
You know, people shit on Wikipedia, but a lot of it is true.
You know what nobody's shitting on right now? Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, why? Because it's got 78%.
Oh, my god,
that's pretty good.
It was so bad.
Was it?
I hated that movie.
You hated it?
I haven't felt this way about a movie in a long time.
Really? What was the... Okay, so you hate
And all
Kong
it's getting
Skull
are good
Island.
Review. I mean, it's got like a 78%, maybe. Maybe
what
it's
was
changed.
The last movie... You've hated this much.
I don't... Oh, man.
Have you ever made a movie?
Have I ever made a movie?
Because, no. Look, I shit on every... Our audience knows I shit on a lot. I shit on most things.
I respect the craft.
I'm not a doer. I'm a shitter.
Yeah, right. But I don't usually feel this way about a film.
What was the last movie you seen that you didn't like? Have you seen 2012?
2012. I feel like... A lot of those movies were self-aware that they were just peddling nonsense.
It's got 80%.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Beauty and the Beast is getting 67%.
How? It's like a shot-for-shot remake.
Supposedly. Logan is getting 92%.
Logan was good.
Lego Batman Movie, 91%.
Didn't see it. Get Out is still at 99, right?
99. John Wick, Chapter 2, 90%.
What about Power Rangers? Are there any early... Any early reviews
here
for
we go.
Power Rangers?
You want to see Power Rangers.
I think Power Rangers is going to be better than Kong Skull Island.
Do you think so? Hey, do you know who wrote the story for Power Rangers?
Who wrote?
The person who wrote the story for Kong Skull Island.
Is it the same person?
It's the same guy.
Oh.
Sorry to burst your bubble there.
But I don't know. I think Power Rangers, there was just something that I felt the actors didn't feel like they were, I don't know. It was bad. Maybe it was a theater. Part of me thinks that ghetto-ass theater that I went to was partially responsible for the poor viewing experience.
Yeah. Could be. Theaters can make you feel different. I'll be honest. Like, there's something about seeing movies like...
I usually go to XD.
I enjoyed,
I love watching movies in XD. That's great.
I enjoyed Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I saw it at the premiere. I only seen it once, and I seen it at the premiere And there's some magnetism that you get in a theater full of, you know, better fans. Looking people than you.
People who enjoy.
Who a collective wealth more than you'll ever make in your life in a movie premiere, you know, that walked the carpet and get their photos taken. There's a magnetism about that. But there's also, you know, that's why some comedies, you could watch them on your by yourself and you don't enjoy it. But if you watch it first with a group of people collectively laughing, it's a way funnier movie.
Yeah, I could see that. But here's back to Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
People shit on DC movies more than they're shitting on Kong Skull Island.
Have you
right
seen
now.
Any DC movies?
I have, and I don't think any of them were as bad as Kong Skull Island.
Have you seen Suicide Squad?
I love the actors that
Suicide
were in
Squad.
Kong Skull
have you seen Suicide
Island.
Squad?
Suicide Squad was bad. I fell asleep during Suicide Squad and Star Trek, the last one.
Bro, that movie was bad.
They were both bad. And I was.
What about
I was,
Batman vs. Superman?
I didn't hate Batman vs. Superman. The whole Martha thing, silly, yes. But I like his dark tone. I liked Watchmen. I didn't mind Man of Steel. Batman vs. Superman was great. Zack Snyder. Schneider.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
But isn't his wife is like the producer, right?
Schneider, who am I? I'm doing Richard Dreyfuss.
Rich, my name's Richard Dreyfuss. My name's Mr. Holland, and this is my opus.
This is my opus.
Roy Schneider. Zack Snyder.
I like his style.
You do?
You like everything Sucker Punch?
You like everything looking like it was filmed in a basement of an office building under fluorescent lights?
It's a movie. Create the universe that you want to portray. Go to the movie. Shut
Does
your brain
the earth,
off for a little
the earth
bit.
And, hold on. Skull Island so the Earth and Zack Snyder films have a sun that's made out of a fluorescent light bulb.
Yeah, because
everything's like grimy and blue. And
yeah, it's great.
No
love
way,
it.
Bro.
I love it.
Ugh, it looks like I fuck that movie. I've never made a movie, but those movies were not good. The original Beauty and the Beast by Disney, 93%, and the new one is getting 67%.
Have you seen the movies that they've been putting out though?
Disney
Cinderella. The shot for
live,
shot style.
No, I didn't see Cinderella. Was that shot for shot?
Yeah. You know, they did. It's one of those things where I didn't go back and watch the animated Cinderella ahead of time.
Yeah.
But watching the film, there are iconic scenes and colors that pop, and you're like, oh, they did a fantastic job. And that's what I feel like this movie's going to be like.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Jungle Book was that way, kind of. There were some iconic imagery.
Should have used
imagery.
Some music. I would have preferred some songs, some singing
right.
songs.
I agree. Christopher Walken, not really a singer.
No, I want to hear some
not
sing
really
songs.
A singer.
I want to hear Bare Necessities.
Yeah, that would have been great. I feel like they wasted Bill Murray on that.
Absolutely. They should have. He whistled a little bit. Hey, yep. John Favreau, I want to hear some songs.
Yeah. What about Lion King, though?
There better be some songs.
James Earl Jones is back
there
in.
There better be some songs. Well, yeah, but they're not having Matthew Broderick. Come on. If you're going to bring James Earl Jones.
How do you
Jones,
not bring Jonathan Taylor Thomas back?
How do you
back?
Not bring them? Just if you're going to bring James Earl Jones back, just have everybody do it.
Everybody. Yeah, I agree. But
and
I
also,
think Donald Glover will be a good Simba.
Yeah, right. But I want Matthew Broderick was a great one, too. As an adult, he was great.
Oh, as the adult.
Also, there better be songs. And also, Beauty and the Beast, I love the original. But let me tell you this. You have this beast that he looks like a handsome dude with horns. He looks like a furry. He looks like a bearded dude. He doesn't have fangs.
The actor's the guy from Legion that plays the prince.
Why doesn't the beast have fangs? He doesn't look scary at all. The beast, at least in the cartoon, he had like a weird nose and he had weird fangs.
What's it rated?
Probably PG or G.
They need to do like Grimm style.
Oh, like the one that was in the sewer in the 80s with what's his name, Ron Perlman? You remember those? You don't remember those.
Oh, Toxic Avenger?
Nope. There was a Beauty and the Beast with Ron
Perlman. Oh, was there really?
Yeah. But also, what I'm getting at with Beauty and the Beast here, Rotten Tomatoes isn't working. Oh, the clocks and the candles.
Oh, the teacups look silly.
They look silly. The gold.
They
look like
it's drawn on. It doesn't
the,
look
the
like
candle. The candle or the clock is like solid gold clock. Like at least make the clock look like wooden. Make the clock look like a character.
Maybe that's why it's got 67.
The clock. The
it's
clock.
It's got 99%. Go back up top.
98% so far want to see it. There's no review for it. 91 views, 61 fresh, 30. The clock. Let's look at the clock here. Clock from New Beauty. and the Beast. It looks
worse than, like, see, that's the clock. Like, you can't even see the face. It's too busy. It looks like a fucking shitty transformer from the there's too much going on. And that's the candle? Why don't you just make it a simple candle? Make it look like the cartoon. Make the candle have a face. Don't make the face be on the gold. Like, that was what's great about the movie is the cartoon is it had the animated warmness to it. It had the innocence of this stuff to it. Like, you look at the candle and the clock here, and there's gears and you can barely see. It doesn't even look like a face. There's like two dots for the eyes. You can't see it. It's not going to emote. How's it going to emote? Like, that was what's great about the cartoon. The animated cartoon is the Beauty and the Beast. The clocks that look like a mustache. It looked like you could see this cartoon.
I support that argument.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you see Pete's Dragon?
I did.
I love Pete's Dragon.
It looked beautiful.
Best movie of 2016.
That's not true. But it was very good. It was very good.
It got, you know, it wasn't Moonlight. Moonlight took Pete's Dragon's best picture.
Pete's Dragon was an amazing movie. Fantastic. It looked beautiful, and it made me sad. It
made me tear up a little bit. Like, Dallas Howard, though, has a weird run.
Always.
It was a little strange. But I feel like they did a great job at capturing.
Tom Cruise needs to have a movie acting running course.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, and since we're on movies, do you think The Mummy's going to be any good?
Is Tom Cruise in it?
Tom Cruise is in it.
Then it's going to be very good.
You love Tom Cruise.
Here's the deal. Jack Reacher wasn't any good. I mean, Jack Reacher 1 was amazing.
Jack Reacher,
one was awesome. Jack Reacher 2 sucked. Here's the deal. I'm a huge Tom Cruise fan. Most of our audience knows that. I have a tank top that I had specifically made that says Tom Cruise movies rule, because they do.
Does it say because they do?
No, it just says Tom Cruise movies rule.
On the back, it should say because they do.
But the Jack Reacher 2 wasn't any good.
Not good.
I can admit when a movie sucks, and Jack Reacher 2 sucked. The Mummy... Dude, have you seen the Mummy trailer? He jumps out of a plane and he comes back.
Screams a lot. He sure screams a lot.
Tom Cruise dies and then comes back from the dead.
Do you think he's the Mummy?
That would make the movie so much better if he was the actual Mummy.
It would, right?
Like, if he's been immortal the whole time. No, he's not going to be the bad guy. It's that girl who's the Mummy.
The girl is who they awaken.
Yeah. So if Tom Cruise is like an immortal, because he dies from a plane crash and he comes back off the table.
That's sure what it seems like. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And then you have
speculation.
And then you have
send it into Wikipedia. Stick it into Wikipedia.
Mr. Hyde.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll.
Australia's sweetheart.
He doesn't look like a Dr. Jekyll.
No.
He doesn't look like a Mr. Hyde.
Well, he does. Of course he doesn't look
like a Mr. Hyde. Why is he like Dr. Jekyll to me is supposed to be like an old, like a weird looking skinny nerd guy. Ratchety, like scientist, like he's drunk with power.
Yeah.
Not like a normal business rich dude. Like, Dr. Jekyll looks like he's a rich dude.
Yeah. But that's how
they're making a universe. Yeah. Much like, and then they're, you know, much like Kong and Godzilla. Gojira.
Gojira.
Mothra.
Yeah. I don't know. The Beauty and the Beast, they don't look like.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan of how the clock looks or the candlestick. Lumiere does not look like what?
The teacups don't look good either. Or the coffee.
Yeah, let me see here. Beauty and
tea set.
Teacups. New Beauty and the Beast. I don't see them. There's no clicks here. Oh, yeah. What?
Right?
No way. That looks like shit.
It's like not even, because they did, I don't know, for whatever reason they didn't want to make him anthropomorphic. They just like drew eyes onto him.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You got to make him, that's what made the
I don't know why they didn't just make him look, I mean, go up to that real tea set.
Make it look like the real tea set. They're, right, bro?
Yeah.
Make it.
Chip? Wasn't his name Chip?
Yeah. Make him look like that. That doesn't.
No, it doesn't look good at all.
Oh, that's Chip, because the Chip's right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's
but
Chip.
But it still doesn't look good.
That doesn't even look good. I don't even want to see Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts, that's right.
Chip, that's why this movie
look
sucks.
At that nice set, though. That's really
look at that. Make him look like that.
Yeah.
We're looking on Google Images right now. Sorry.
If
you have some time to waste, Google Image what they look like, and you'll know why we're upset, because these look stupid. Just make him look like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I will pay $20 to go see that movie if they look like the cartoon, because the cartoon was great.
Cartoon was fantastic.
The Beast looks like shit. I don't know. Anyways, there's Beauty and the Beast complaining.
Well, the guy who plays him as a prince is not, he's not an attractive guy. No. It's the guy from Legion.
Yeah.
He does not look like a handsome prince.
I mean, I don't understand. First off, how come the beast gets turned into an animal, but everybody else gets turned into like tea sets?
Wasn't there a reason for that?
What happened to the clock?
Is he just drinking out of his people?
Are there no clocks in the house once they turn back into humans? Were all the plates human beings? What plates did they use prior to them transforming into plates?
What's the science behind transforming into
a dish?
A dish. Do you think they just give up having to go to the bathroom?
I don't know, but the witch transformed them all, right? It was that curse.
With the rose thing. Yeah, I don't remember.
I've been cursed from a rose. Why? How come nobody's done that with Beating the Beast? Why has anybody done a Seal version?
Seal needs to be in the
Seal needs movie. To make a song about Beating the Beast saying, I've been cursed from a rose. Oh, that's great. We'll close with this because this is a fun fact I found out. In the U.S., a king bed is bigger than a queen, but in the U.K., a queen bed is bigger than a king.
Is that only because the queen is in power?
It's a good question. I don't know. I just have the.
Do you think it
I just have the sentence here. I don't have the sizes
between the monarchy and the patriarchy.
It very well could be, or they.
You know, Charles isn't next in line, right?
Yeah, which I don't understand. I don't understand any of that
because he got divorced. Is that right? Because Diana.
Yeah, but even the new girl will never be queen. Queen was the daughter, apparently.
Queen, what do you mean?
The queen we have right now was the daughter. You can't marry into it and then become a queen.
Correct.
So, well, Kate Middleton.
She was the queen mother.
Kate Middleton will never be queen.
She will.
Nope. She can't become queen because she's married into it.
No,
and she's not royalty.
She won't become the queen, the queen regent. I don't know if
she won't be
the
queen. She won't be.
She will be.
Yes,
she will.
She's not going to be queen. She's going to be like a princess or a prince. Because if queen, because if you marry a queen and you're not royalty,
Cambridge?
You're considered a prince, I think. A friend of mine who was from Canada
she's married to William?
Because the queen wasn't married to a king. She was married to a prince. She was married to like Prince Harry, right? Or prince.
Who was?
Who was the queen married to? The Queen Elizabeth was married to some prince, dude.
Well, because
he wasn't king. You don't become
a
queen
king
from marrying
higher,
a king.
Because the king is higher than the queen. If there is a king, he sits.
If I married a queen,
the Duke
I
of Edinburgh is her husband.
Yeah. Why isn't
prince,
he considered a king?
I don't. The Crown is a really good show on Netflix. This is
why
not,
doesn't
this
he become
is not
a king?
An ad.
This is not an ad.
Because he's German.
Can I tell you how dumb that is? Like, how come celebrities can't just get paid to shill shit? How come they need to? How come social media is such a dumb thing that actors and celebrities need to actually put this is not an
this
ad.
Is not, I was or, not paid. For
or
this.
This is an ad. I'm like, come on. Why can't they just post a picture or something? Do you know what I mean like? Isn't that? But isn't that? What does that say about the society we live in?
I like these things, but I can't hawk them to you.
What does that say about a society that I can't scroll through Instagram?
Well, it shows you how much of a capitalist country we're in. I don't know if you see. Yeah, right?
It shows
because
you.
Because there probably are not laws
isn't
in
that
place.
More coddled?
But somebody could sue them for marketing.
Don't follow. You don't need to follow.
I.
You don't need to follow Johnny Celebrity on Instagram if you don't want to see ads.
Right.
Johnny Celebrity should be able to post whatever he wants on his own Instagram account and not need to say
it's not an ad. It's not Johnny Celebrity. It's Johnny Celebrity's brand.
Well, then why do they need to say it's an ad? Do you know mean like that's bonkers? That's blows. That's kind of like the freedom of like I can't. Do I need to say I get paid for this all the time? No.
I love the like Instagram models who post their photos and they're like, I wake up every morning and look at my movement watch.
Yeah, then they
hashtags.
Do they put this as an ad? I don't know.
Maybe.
Some of them don't. Maybe just the celebrities. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, but what were we were talking about? Oh, king and queen size beds. But a California king is longer, but not as wide.
Let's look this up. California king. I didn't know there was
king,
California.
California king is bigger than a king.
California king bed is bed size.
Versus king bed.
Versus king bed. Okay.
Oh, and there's a super king.
Difference between a king and a California king size mattress. A king size, which is also known as Eastern King to some people, is going to be the widest mattress at 76 inches wide by 80 inches long. A California king size is going to be 72 inches wide by 84 inches
so
long, making
longer.
It the longest possible mattress, but it is 4 inches narrower.
Why do you think they did? I guess California, long state. That's what I'm going with. That's why they named
right?
it that.
Like, well, you need it longer, but you need it wider?
Not as wide. It.
It's not as wide, but it's longer.
But it's the width, I think,
it's
of
4
a queen.
Inches longer.
It's the width of a queen, I think.
72 inches? Let's see. Queen bed size. Queen bed size is 60 inches wide.
Oh, wow.
By 80 inches long.
So it's
as long.
It's a foot wider.
It's as long as a normal king, but
yes.
skinnier than a king.
Right.
Huh. 6 inches wider and 5 inches longer than a full-size mattress.
And there's queen-size pillows that don't fit inside normal-size pillowcases.
I have queen-size pillows and king-size pillowcases.
I've had normal-size pillowcases and queen-size pillows.
Here's
that
the deal. I buy king-size bedding because it's way easier to fit than... It's such a pain in the ass to put bedding on, even if it's fitted bedding.
Oh, it is.
You have a queen...
The far side, the wall side is always the worst.
If you have queen-fitted bedding, it's going to be a pain in the ass to put on a queen. Regardless of if it's made to fit, it sucks. So I just buy one size bigger, and I make it fit, and that way I have extra thing to fit. And then my sheets also, I really cram them in there, so that extra crams in there. In my... It's so easy to make my bed because my sheets don't move because I tie them in there. I can make my bed with me in it because of the excess slack I have for getting an exercise bigger.
I try to make my bed every morning, but my dog unmakes my bed.
Yeah.
The second I leave my room.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a dog. That's why I keep my door shut and I don't have a dog. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Kalen, where can everybody find you on the internet?
I have a really easy name to spell, and it's very searchable and attainable. It's not that easy, but if you would like to look me up, my all social media is at Kalen Barowski, KalenBarowsky.
And you're on Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram.
Awesome.
So awesome.
Do that. Check him out. He's a really cool dude, and he posts cool photos and things like that.
I know. We need to do a shoot sometime.
We should.
Like an action shoot. Like a
we
real
should,
one.
Like, no, let's do it. I don't know how to do that.
Like real life explosions.
Oh, really?
Not like Photoshop.
Do you know somebody who could do that? I don't.
I grew up in the Midwest, bro. All you need is like a barrel and some gasoline, and you're good to go.
Let's do that. Well, let's go in the desert.
Let's go blow some stuff up.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
I did a shoot the other week with Claire.
Yeah?
With like a newspaper on fire.
We should just let's get Claire and Lydia
cool.
and do like a huge action shoot.
Like a real thing.
Like get let's
Razzle
the three,
surrounded by models that'd be
in suits or something.
Models
like that.
And
either,
actresses and
yo, I'm look, here's the deal.
James Bond, Razzle. Double O.
But that's kind of putting like
Double O Razzle
Lydia and Claire
nice.
Into the back into their the thing. I would almost say have them in suits as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All three of us are in suits.
Oh yeah. Lydia and Claire, if you're listening to this.
They don't. They got cooler things to do.
Yeah, they've got cooler things.
But that would be a funny idea.
If there is
That'd
a Lydia
idea.
And Claire, though, listening, and you want to be in this shoot,
you want to be in this shoot,
call us.
Call us at 1-800, put us in action
put
movies.
Put us in films. I'll make you famous.
We should, though. That would be really fun.
That'd be really
some,
cool.
Some form of umbrella or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like a 100-foot tall monkey.
Standing
and
by
ants.
Beetle. Yeah,
ants. Fucking ants.
You think that's a bird, but it's an ant.
It's a fucking ant.
Kalen, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for listening if you made it all the way through and if you listen. And thanks again for supporting this podcast for 3.5 years that we've been doing this. And thank you for listening. And thank you for downloading. And thank you for continuing to tell all your friends and all that jazz. And keep subscribing. And now that we're back on our own, you know, we could use all the support we can get. And if you want to sign on to Patreon and toss a couple bucks this way, that would be great. And if not, I still love you for listening.
No. You can go get on there and send this man money.
You can go to patreon.com/todaywelearned. You can continue following me on Twitter at mynameisrazzle2, Instagram mynameisrazzle. Follow Dan on Twitter also, and Instagram osteoferocious. You know Dan Casey, my one of my good friends, Dan. I'm gonna try and get him back on here soon, and do another podcast and reunite with the two of us, and do that. And if you go on to iTunes, this episode will probably drop. I'm recording it now. If you're on the Patreon, I'm gonna post this for Patreon listeners, so they can listen to this. So if you listen to this right now and you're on Patreon, thank you, because you're listening to this early. If you're listening to this on iTunes, there's probably going to be two others that I'm dropping at the same time. I'm going to try and do like a binge-worthy 3-episode or 4-episode thing, so you can download all these episodes, and it'll also make our numbers increase on the iTunes charts and make it look like we have more listeners. So while you're doing that, if you downloaded this on iTunes or any of those other sites and you downloaded all 3 of them or whatever, if you can, just go give us a quick... and I'm going to talk about this at the beginning as an introduction too, but give us a good review. Give us a review and a rating, and try and help us get back on those charts and all that stuff. And
give him all the stars.
Give me all the stars. So there's that. And thanks again, guys. I'm excited to get these going and figure out how to do these on my own, and keep making some fun stuff, because I miss talking about fun facts and I miss interviewing cool people and all that stuff. So once again, I love you guys, and thank you so much for all the support the last 3.5 years and all that stuff. And hope you guys are doing awesome, and I hope your 2017 is doing amazing. Without further ado, as always, we're going to need a bigger boat. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Caitlin.